Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Hello and welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. Tonight, we will be talking about The Huntress Returns. There's quite a people on hold right now, so if you are listening live right now to the internet show, please call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that phone number is 914-338-1036. And without further ado, let's introduce our cast of characters here on the podcast, which is my favorite part. Let's go to area code 239. Who is this?
No introduction, Matt from Florida. What up?
Oh, Matt, you always need an introduction. Don't put your, don't lower yourself that low. You're pretty high up there, sir.
I love the episode. I'm so excited for the next podcast.
I know. It's so crazy.
Is Allison,
okay.
Is Allison going to call in?
Oh, I don't know. But I highly doubt it, but yeah. But we'll talk about that towards the end. But thanks for calling in, Matt. Let's see, from area code 951, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Regina.
Hi, Regina, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, good. Did you watch last night's episode, The Huntress Returns?
Yeah. Yes.
And? Yes or no? Did you like it?
Oh, heck yes.
Okay, great. We'll go into more depth as we go along. Let's see, we have another caller from area code 432. Who is this?
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
It's going.
There you go.
I loved last night's episode of Arrow. It was phenomenal. It really was.
It was great. I know. I'm like, this is like a little mini movie. They can't do this with 1 hour. This is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, thanks for calling in, as always. You are, any callers from Arrow is definitely I'm a big fan of, so thank you again for calling. We have two more callers. Wow, this is great. Let's see, from area code 772, please introduce yourself.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Mason.
Hi, Mary Beth. You made it.
Yay. You got my email.
I'm in Florida.
Well, thank you for calling. Also from Florida. Hey, Matt, you got a neighbor.
Oh,
I'm in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
There you go. And Mary Beth, did you watch last night's episode?
Yes, I did. I just watched it on a DVR tonight.
Oh, nice. So you're really refreshed. Okay, great, because we might have some questions where you might come in handy.
Okay.
Okay, great. And then our last caller, but not the least, of course, from area code 920, who is this?
This is Dawn Clark.
Hi, Donna. Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's Dawn, I'm sorry.
Oh, Dawn.
Yep.
How are you, Dawn?
Good.
Did you watch last night's episode?
Yes.
And your first thoughts?
I love it, as always.
Awesome. Good answer. No, just kidding. Okay, so yes, last night's episode is, of course, The Return of the Huntress. The title definitely fits the episode. And we kind of saw a different Oliver. I thought he wasn't going to be that happy, but wow, he was really pissed off to find out that Helena was back in town, and of course, with unfinished business. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Give us your favorite scene from last night's episode. What would it be?
I love the scene where Oliver has no choice but to kill the Huntress, but then she almost kills Makena.
In the whole crossfire, yes. It was a really cool scene where Helena, she caught
out,
the arrow.
The volume goes down, and certain important parts, my HD wasn't working, so I couldn't even hear it.
Oh,
but I hit rewind, and I saw it. But I love that scene. That scene drove me crazy.
I like how she realizes after she catches the arrow, she's like, wait, you almost
you
killed
me.
Like, what's going on with that?
Like she goes, I know that move. You taught me that.
Exactly. Now I backfired. Now he can't kill her.
No, I bet he's even more pissed at her.
I don't think
we've seen the last of her. She's going to come back in season two.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'll be back. Let's go around the room. Continuing, what's your favorite scene from last night's episode? Let's go to you from Joe to Krypton. From Krypton.
Gosh, there was just so many. It's hard to just pick one.
I
wouldn't say it's my favorite scene, but I really liked watching Roy save Thea from those thugs.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yes.
Talk about parkour to the extreme.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how he,
awesome.
Like, jumped on the wall.
Yeah. I really can't wait. I cannot wait to see the guy put a red hood on and join Oliver fight crime.
So
I cannot wait for that. Yeah.
I know. I don't know if you guys get that into it. I was all, like, jumping off the couches watching the episode. No, just kidding. But it was really cool moves. The stunt people, of course, once again, top-notch. Big round of applause. If I had an applause track, I would definitely play it for them. Definitely good stunt choreography. If they did any wire work, wow. It was just really, really great, really fresh to see. All right, let's continue this conversation. Let's go to you, Don. What was your favorite scene from last night's episode, The Huntress Returns?
It was the same one with Roy and
with
going
Roy.
Up the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking about Roy, maybe I missed it, but maybe you guys might have caught on to it. Why did he miss the gig that Thea set up for him at the club? Was there an excuse?
He didn't want to bother with her.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, see, I told you I missed it. I was probably, doing something else, which I shouldn't have. I know, but things happen. All right, let's go to you, Mary Beth. Give us your favorite scene from last night's episode.
The fight between Aro and Helena when they actually were throwing each other around, that was really good stunt work. I've never seen that much stunt between a man and a woman.
I mean,
that was very well done. And he should have killed her at the beginning. That's my opinion. Because
she's got
a bad reputation. Yeah, she's got a bad reputation, and I don't think he should have let, but that's my opinion.
I think the thing with the Huntress is that you have that love-hate relationship. And even as a watcher, as a fan, I kind of, hate her when she's against Arrow. But then I want her to, live and stay, alive.
Well, I think he's trying to change her, but I don't think she's past that now. I don't think he's going to change now. And I don't think he's ever going to catch her father. And now she's going to be after Arrow's family, which isn't very nice either. She's going to go after those people.
Yeah, there's
that's
definitely a lot uncovered.
Going on there.
Yeah, definitely a lot of uncovered, events there. Okay, let's go to Regine. We went to Regine already, right?
No, we didn't.
No.
Oh, no, we didn't. Okay, that's why I went to you. Okay, go ahead, Regina.
Well, I'm going to pick a complete girl moment now.
All right.
I like the one where Roy is afraid of the needle and Thea kisses him.
good one.
I'm like, what a distraction, right?
I know. Yeah. I was like,
they barely know each other.
Yeah,
I know.
No, definitely.
I was like,
definitely Speedy and the Red Hood are definitely, kindling some romance there. So that's kind of good. It gets Thea off of the drugs and the partying and the self-depression and all this and that. So definitely gives her a little spark.
By the way, this is Matt. I got some spoilers for the third episode coming up after Salvation.
Nope. All right, wait, no spoilers here.
Hold on.
Wait. Matt, just hold off on that one yet. Okay, so we're going to play some clips. I gathered three clips. The first one, I'm going to play them back-to-back, and then we could talk about them because I'm sure we have some stuff to say about. The first clip is, of course, when Diggs tells Oliver that, guess who's back? Your ex-girlfriend, your psycho ex-girlfriend's back. And then the second clip is when they are talking to Helena, and she wants to know the location of her dad, where the FBI is keeping her. And, of course, Felicity does not know that she's in the room, and she comes in. She goes, I'll do it. I've been trying to, try to get into their system a long time ago. And then the third clip is, of course, the confrontation between Felicity, our favorite, and the Huntress. Here we go.
Yo.
Hey. Where you been?
Well, I thought I'd give myself a rare morning in. Don't look at me like that. The club is opening, finally. McKenna and I are going on date number 6 tonight, which is significant. And, I don't know. Seemed like a good day to give the bad guys a rest.
Well, it's the bad girls that I'm worried about.
Helena.
Yes, or as I like to call her, your psycho ex-girlfriend. This was taken at Alley Cat's, the strip joint. The police report lists the stiff's name as Gus Sabatoni.
Spertinelli's lawyer. Why would you come back to Starling City just for him? It's not like he did a good job. His father's serving consecutive life sentences without parole.
Come on, Oliver. We both knew this was just a matter of time. You tried to help her, you couldn't. Now the only question is how long before she drops a dime on you, me, this whole operation.
I want you to get in touch with our contacts in the broad file. Talk to anyone on the street, figure out where Helena is and why she's back.
Okay. But Oliver...
Dig, if she's here, she's here for a reason. If that's not Frank Bertinelli, we need to know what she has planned.
Okay.
Am I interrupting something?
We were just talking about you.
And here I thought you didn't care much for me.
Still don't.
I haven't been able to locate the safe house where the FBI is keeping your father.
I can help with that. I've been dying to hack into the FBI's security system.
Get out. Get out! It's a private thing, Felicity. Please.
Oh. Okay. See ya, I guess.
How many girlfriends do you have, exactly?
Like I said, we don't know where the safe house is.
Surprise, surprise. And then our last clip.
I was multitasking and intercepted a police report. A local sporting goods store just got robbed of one high-powered crossbow. Now, could be a crazy coincidence, or your psycho ex-girlfriend, Diggs Words, not mine, is still in town. I'll let you know if I learn anything more. In the meantime, just watch your back.
I don't think we had a chance to be properly introduced this morning.
Dun, dun, dun. Really cool scene. The last clip was definitely my favorite. I think even my wife, she jumped when they showed the Huntress in the background.
Yeah, I think so too. She really scared that girl. I'm surprised she didn't really hurt her more than she did. But I think she was just trying to send a message.
Right, just tying her up wasn't enough. So that's a good thing, I guess, because she's definitely, whoever she comes in contact, she kills. So I guess we're lucky that Felicity still was able to live throughout this series. Let's go to you, Matt, from Florida. What did you think of those three scenes?
Oh, I love them. And by the way, you're having some... audio problems right there. It's kind of
I know,
echoing.
For some reason. Here, let me, I'm going to mute everybody again and see, because it only happened when I muted everybody, so. Let's see. So I am now talking, and then here we go, coming back, everybody. Yeah, there's still an echo. You know what, let me try blocking some people and see, because sometimes it's a telephone. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, it looks like it's Regina. Regina, I'm sorry, if you don't mind hanging up and then calling back. I muted you, and it seems like the echo went away. Sorry. Okay, so back to Arrow. Sorry, guys. A little technical difficulty. Don, let's go to you.
Yeah.
Were you happy that, they kind of gave the shaft to Felicity? First, Oliver, where he was like, get out! And then the Huntress, of course, wanting to get information from her, has her own take with Felicity. Your thoughts on that? Don?
Oh, yep, I'm here.
Oh,
can you hear
okay.
me okay?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I don't know. He was just protecting her, and
right.
I really love Felicity. I really adore her.
I know. She's totally a fan favorite. I love her, too.
Mm.
All right. I heard someone say, was that you, Joe?
Yeah, no, I was agreeing. I was like,
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of those. Okay, Joe, let's go to you. Your thoughts on those scenes with Felicity and the Huntress?
They were all really interesting, but I have to say, like you, the last one was my favorite.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought she was dead. I'm like, oh, shoot. Huntress
is
definitely going to kill her.
I, I was so angry. I literally wanted to reach through the TV and kill the huntress myself. I was so mad when I thought she killed her. I was very upset.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm sorry?
You forgot me. Oh. I love all those scenes.
No, I'm finished. We're still talking to Joe. It's okay. That's all right. Yeah, Joe. And then also I heard a lot of people having a buzz where the Huntress did end up shooting the Detective McKenna Hall. And not to fly with that, you know, of course, if you mess with certain people's characters that get injured or hurt, and of course, McKenna Hall was shipped away because she's like not going to, you know, be in the force anymore. Also, a quick tidbit before we go on to Matt and Mary Beth. Did you guys get the city name of where McKenna Hall is going after, you know, her recoveries? Anybody
no,
get the name of the city?
That.
No,
she said Florida.
No, not Florida.
I thought it was Tampa.
No, city. It's a fictitious city. It's
Coast City.
And of course,
Coast City.
Who's
City?
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Matt from Florida said it.
Yes. Matt from Florida. And whose city is Coast City? It's Green Lantern City. That's where you live.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's true. Yeah.
That's right.
So
that's kind of cool. Wouldn't that be great if Hal Jordan just like stumbles up in, you know, Starling City.
Ryan Reynolds.
You know what?
Well, not Ryan
I
Reynolds,
think,
but you know, someone better.
You know what I think they're gonna do? I think. All right,
so let's go to Mary Beth. Mary Beth, let us know what you thought of those scenes.
Well, I'm glad that she didn't kill the girls because I think she's the Huntress didn't kill her. She just scared everybody because I think she's going to be an asset to that show. And it's going to help him get to the seriousness of that. The only thing
all
I was happy about
stuff.
Yeah, the techie stuff. He needs some kind of background in that.
Yes.
But at the beginning, when the guy told him that she came back to do something, and Arrow kind of still trying to protect her, and
right.
I mean, he was being very honest with her, with him, and he just doesn't want to accept it because he still had some feelings for her, and it showed in that episode, that part, because he didn't want to agree with him, and he said, I did try to help her, and the other guy's saying, no, you know, she's beyond help, and it took him a while to realize that until she started threatening his friend and stuff. Then I think it really hit him, but that kind of a little disappointing for me because I thought he could have, you know, realized that she's here to do something wrong, you know, but
exactly.
He just got that small little feeling left in him, so.
Yeah, she's not here to just, you know, walk around and do nothing. She's here to do something. Yeah. Okay,
right.
Now, Matt, the floor is yours. What do you thought?
I loved all those scenes, especially where Oliver gets really crazy at Felicity. He goes, get out. Like, because he cares for her.
I think at some point
they're going to get together.
Oh, you think so?
I think it's a possibility because I like Felicity. And I love that scene where Helena, the Huntress, is arrested. And she's about to give out Oliver's identity, and
that's
she's
another
telling
one.
McKenna some bad stuff about him. And that scene
I love it.
Jumping out of that chair.
Yeah, I love it when Oliver comes in. He's going into a police station. How ballsy can you get? That's awesome. All right, let's see. Regina came back. Let's see if the echo is back. Regina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, and I hear the echo. Can you guys hear it?
No echo.
Can you guys hear the echo?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear
you,
Regina. Sorry. Call back one more time. Sorry. Okay. all right. So now, let's see, what scenes could you have done without? I would have held out the Laurel Lance mom scene with the dad. It kind of seems like it was kind of pushed into this other big event where the Huntress is in town. It's kind of like, you know, they had to have the yin and the yang, of course. But I think
that episode,
I think those scenes could have been used somewhere else. And also a little bit more lengthy than just mentioning a map and some islands and So if I was the editor, I would have kind of saved that footage for another episode where we could have gone in more in depth. But of course, they did it just to plant the seed, and that's just my opinion. But let's go around the room. If you were the editor of last night's episode, what scene would you have cut out or not? Yeah, it could have been perfect for you. But let's go around the room and see what people's opinions might be. Let's see. From area code 818, who is this?
Hi, my name's Anita.
Hi, Anita. Alrighty. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. So we're talking about The Huntress Returns, and we're at the point where what scene would you have cut out if you were the editor of last night's episode?
I probably would cut out the scene with Laurel and Tommy when she's kind of trying to find out the truth.
Right.
I mean, there was nothing really
interesting
about
it. And
since
you brought up that scene, Anita, what did you think of the club after the big hype of the Oliver Queen Club? I don't know. The whole gears in the background, you know, the fake gears, and it just didn't – I mean, the DJ was amazing, of course. Mr. DJ did a cameo, Steve. How do you say Aoki? Aoki?
No idea.
Aoki? Butchering his name. But yeah, what'd you think of the club?
They had to make it look real, right? I don't know.
Right.
But I wanted to bring up one point.
Sure.
The part in the scene, I mean, in the club where Oliver and Tommy are talking.
Right.
And Tommy is kind of, I don't know, their relationship, you can tell it's nothing
it's changed.
Like it used to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Tommy's going to turn into a villain later.
Oh, we've seen that before, right, guys?
Yep.
Yeah. He's the Lex Luthor of the show.
Lex Luthor, yep. Well,
he is?
We'll see.
I'm not familiar with the comics, so I know very...
Well, let's just say you're on a good path right there. That's a good guess.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, good score. And thank you for calling in.
No problem. It took a while.
Awesome. Okay, let's go to you, Don, from Florida. Oh, no, not from Florida. It was Mary Beth from Florida. But, Don, let us know, if you were the editor, what would you have cut out?
The scene that he was with the, what is her name, the girl he was seeing, the police lady, police cop.
The whole kissing
together.
Scene, or...
Or the whole love scene or whatever. I don't know. I just didn't like them two together. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
It was more interesting that he was with Huntress, I thought.
Oh, yeah. That's where the sparks are, because he, like, you could tell he had so much anger towards her, but then he kind of, like, wanted, I don't know, take care of her and change her. So that was kind of cool dynamic. Let's see. Regina is back. Echo?
Yes, I switched phones.
Oh, no Echo. Great. Okay,
no
Regina.
Echo.
What scene would you have cut out in last night's episode?
Now, what was the question?
What scene would you have cut out in last night's episode?
Oh.
Oi. All right, let's get back
really.
To you.
I loved everything.
All right, great. That's fine. All right, Mary Beth, let us know.
That
what
scene
would you have cut out?
The scene that Tia went to see Roy, why he didn't go to the job. I didn't think that was really necessary for her to be there.
I
mean, that wasn't a real big part of the show. It was just like a little added thing in there. I don't think they needed that if I was...
That's a good one.
And then you know, look, because that scene in the hospital room with when the room with him and her, that was pretty good, and I think that was enough. They didn't need to do anything more about that.
Just a little bit more, right?
Yeah,
just a little filler.
That's just a little filler to put in there, but I didn't think it was very necessary to put it in there. But that's just my opinion.
Oh no, that's fine. Great, thank you. All right, Matt from Florida, what scene would you have cut out?
The scenes in the nightclub, I don't like those disco songs very much. It's kind of irritating. My mom was agreeing on the same thing.
Just the type of music or just any club scene?
Just any club scene. Like what they did on Smallville was kind of terrible.
Yeah, that was a little cheesy. No, just kidding. Anybody enjoyed the performance of Alex Kingston, who played Dina Lance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, I wish I wish those scenes they could have been put in somewhere else where they could have given her more screen time, because I enjoy her and especially her theory. Now let's go around the room. Is she a little crazy thinking that maybe her daughter washed up in around the other islands, or do you think she's onto something? Let's go around the room really quick, rapid fire. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Dina Lynn,
No.
Do you think she's crazy or not?
No, of course not. Definitely not.
All right, cool. Of course not. Very confident with your answer.
Yep.
Let's go to you, Don.
My first feeling was no, but she started to provide some evidence, so maybe.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm on the fence there. I don't know what to say. Regina, your thoughts?
I think she's alive. I've always thought so.
Ooh.
Because
wouldn't that be crazy
if
she was?
Why would they put her in the storyline at all?
Well, you never know. We always have some crazy family member.
I don't know. I think she's still alive, so.
Okay, great. Mary Beth, do you think she's out of it, or do you think she's onto something?
When she first came across with it, I thought she was. But then she looked more sincere, and she had more evidence. And when her husband finally looked at the evidence, I think it could be possible that she's still alive.
Yeah,
they keep talking about her. They keep talking about her, so there's got to be some background that they got to check on and find out what happened to her. So
that's
definitely
the big question.
Yeah, in the beginning, when I was a little disbelief, but towards the end there, I kind of believe because she's got some proof, the pictures and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, definitely has some evidence somehow. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Do you think Dina's out of it or with it?
I think she's alive. And one topic, if she is alive, if something happened in the accident, what if she becomes Black Canary?
Yeah.
I already said that a long time ago.
Yeah. Regina's not letting go of that one. All right, so that's great. Again, I agree with you guys. It was a really well-made episode, even though we nitpicked here and there. Overall, it was a great episode. Can't wait for Salvation next week. Thank you, guys, for listening to our Arrow Talk podcast. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m., even on reruns. We're here to do a little recap. So if you guys are free on Thursday nights, please call in. We had a really great amount of callers today. Mary Beth and Don, please tell people that are listening how easy it was to call in.
Yes. Oh, so easy.
It's the first time I've done this. I'm very pleased with it. So.
Oh, that's great. Isn't it like just friends talking about their favorite show?
Yeah, it's friends. You know, you do enough on Twitter talking back, but actually you talk to people. It's a different story.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right. So we will be back next week with Salvation, so please follow us on Twitter at Arrow Talk, all one word, and we're also on Facebook if you go to facebook.com/Arrow Talk, all one word. And we have a website at greenarrowtalk.com, also one word, no spaces. So we're going to go around the room. Please give us your shout-out. This is the time where you can give out your Twitter name or just want to say thanks to somebody or give a shout-out to one of your friends. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
You're awesome, Jesus, and I found out upcoming episodes. The Count is returning from Vertigo and Unfinished Business, and a big one, episode 121, is called The Undertaking.
Awesome. All right, thank you, Matt from Florida. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
I just wanted to say that I had said before that I thought Oliver and Felicity would get together eventually. And I want to turn it into like one of those small little things. How you know it was Klonna for a while.
Oh yeah,
so
what did you come up with?
This one can be Olicity.
Olicity. Ooh, I like that. Olicity.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, let's start the hashtagging that. That's awesome. All right,
awesome.
Mary Beth, give us your shout out.
I was just grateful for Twitter that I could find out about this. Everybody that tweeted me told me about it. That's why I was so excited about it.
Oh, that's so great.
And I'm glad I was able to get on to this because it's very interesting. And believe me, you'll have me back. You'll have me back because I enjoy it.
Yes, we want you back. Join us next week. Thank you, Mary Beth.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye. All right, Regina, give us your shout out.
I just want to say thanks for the new callers for calling in and, you know, and welcome them.
Yes. definitely. Thank you, Regina. And Dawn, let's go to you. Give us your final shout-out.
If anyone's interested in watching Beauty and the Beast, I'm helping them with trending.
Yes, let's help them. They need to get renewed.
Yep.
All right, great. Thank you, Dawn. And you've been listening to the Arrow Talk podcast. Join us again next weekend. All of our